slams block on lamppost flags. The county's ban on lamppost flags has been slammed as nonsense by a former government minister. Reform UK MP Swella Braverman said the ruling brought by Oxfordshire County Councils proved the UK was a joke country. Ms Braverman previously served as a Conservative Home Secretary and Attorney General. The County Council was granted a High Court injunction to stop unknown people from placing flags on lampposts in Oxfordshire. It claimed that raising flags near highways risked public safety and involved trespass and obstruction. The widespread flying of Union and St George's Cross flags following an online campaign called Operation Raise the Colours has become contentious, and several local authorities have removed them from public infrastructure. While some politicians decried the removals, others claimed the increased number being flown was a result of xenophobia or racism. The council said flags had been placed on or near public roads without permission for months, despite a formal legal notice in March and pre-action legal letters sent to individuals in May. In a judgment on Friday, Mr Justice Dexter Dias made an injunction order ordering unknown people not to attach flags to highway structures or paint them on roads in Oxfordshire. Breach of the injunction can lead to seizure of assets, unlimited fines or imprisonment. In the wake of the announcement, Ms Braverman, who is the Minister of Parliament for Fareham and Waterlooville, criticised the decision. Talking to social media site X, she wrote, "Joke country, flying the national flags in Oxfordshire now amounts to breaking the law. Only reform will bring this nonsense to an end." The judge has said, "The motivation for the claimant's application against person unknown is that a significant body of participants in the affixing of flags in Oxfordshire remains unidentified at the time of the applications and indeed at the hearing before the court." Mr Justice Dexter Dias continued, "Although the claimant has repeatedly removed unauthorised flags, more flags are later affixed. People directed by the claimant, whether council employees or contractors, have been obstructed in the execution of their removal duties to the extent that at times they have simply given up on that removal. The judge said that workers have faced abuse or intimidation while taking flags down, as well as residents. He added that maintenance teams have been working in fear and are told to wear face coverings and have had to check vehicles for tracking tags after workers' home addresses were published." And the article is accompanied by a picture of Reform UK Swella Braverman and Nigel Farage.